Hello and welcome to Pathfinding with Beacon. I'm so excited to come your way again today. I'm your host, Damilola Odukoya, a certified coach and professional counselor. Today we'll be looking at the power of the mind. The power of the mind. The mind is amazingly powerful. But to start off, I would like to point us to the difference between our brain and our mind, because many people are confused. They often ask, is the brain the mind and all of that? So I just want us to understand the difference between the brain and the mind. The human brain is more or less like a computer. So the brain is the hardware part of the computer, while the mind is the software, like the operating system, the OS. The computer was put together based on a lot of research that had been done on the human brain. So the computer is very much like the human brain. So the same way you have the hardware component of a computer that you can see, the hard disk, the this and the that, different area parts of the computer that you can see, the very same way you have the hardware of the human mind being the brain. That's the part you can see. That's the part you can monitor. That's the part you can assess. Now, the software part is the brain. The software part is the mind. And that mind is not physical. So it's the operating system. You cannot see it, but it is what makes the brain work well. So understanding this will help you to appreciate the difference between the brain and the mind. Now, I decided to talk about the power of the mind today because understanding how your mind works will give you a lot of leverage to know how to harness the power of the mind. The more we understand the human mind, the more we can use it to our advantage. And every of our minds are so powerful. Don't believe the lie that, oh, my own mind is not that strong. No, we are all created with the same power of our minds. Now, some people have learned to use theirs more than some other people. And at times, this is the difference we see in the quality of life that we live. So, looking at the power of the mind is very important. Today, I'll be talking about how the three aspects of the human mind, and then we'll look more at how to, you know, harness the mind and make it work for us, how to harness the power of the mind. In subsequent episodes, we'll look more into each component of the mind and how they function. But for today, I just want to talk about the three components of the mind, the human mind. Some people say two, some people say three. But the truth is, the human mind is broadly divided into two. We have the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. So the analogy is usually that of an iceberg. The part above the water is just a little part of the iceberg, whereas the part submerged in water is usually huge. So the part above the water can be likened to your conscious mind, which is just 10% of your mind. And that's the one we are aware of. That's the one that processes information. That's the one that does our thinking and all of that. The remaining 90% of our mind, which is our subconscious mind, is like the submerged part of an iceberg. You don't see it, but it is the biggest part of the iceberg. So you don't see it, but it's the biggest part of your mind. Now, this subconscious mind can be further divided, and psychologists have categorized it, another 10% of this subconscious mind, to be the unconscious mind. That's why people believe that we have three parts of the mind. But the unconscious is part of the subconscious mind. So broadly, you can divide into two, which is the conscious and subconscious. Now, the subconscious can be further divided, where we have the subconscious and the unconscious. Okay, before I get too technical, let me also talk about how we process information. So per second, 11 million bits of information hits the brain. But our mind is only able to process 50 bits of this information. Can you beat that? 11 million. But our mind can only process 50. So what happens to the rest? The rest goes automatically into the storage bank of the mind, which is the subconscious. So our conscious mind is what is responsible for processing the 50 bits of information out of the 11 million. The rest of it goes into our subconscious. So that tells us of the power of the subconscious. But wow, 11 million per second? That's a whole lot of information throughout the day. Okay, so the mind has its own filters, it has its own way of functioning so that it can keep in balance and it can, you know, function properly. So it gets out a lot of information, it stores a lot of information and all of that so that we can focus. If not, we'll be too distracted with all the information eating us at the same time. We will not be coordinated. So the mind is that part of you that coordinates and arranges information in such a way that you can access them, make sense of them, and use them for time. So the mind is extremely powerful. It is the seat of your cognitive power, and it also helps you when it comes to emotions and feelings. These are actually seated in your subconscious, your emotions, your memories, and all of that, your instincts. These are seated in your subconscious. But in your conscious mind, you carry out cognitive activities like thinking, like recalling, like, you know, all those things that you do consciously, like feeling and all of that. You do these things consciously. Anything you do consciously, you do with your conscious mind. So for today, in order to wrap up, I will just want to talk about the ways which we can harness the power of the mind. So we can put our mind to better use. Like I said, some people have been able to see how they can use their minds better, and that's why they live a better quality of life. So how can we also harness the power of the mind? The first thing I like to talk about is that we need to be conscious about the information that hits our mind. You need to be conscious. Be deliberate. And how can we do that? You know that we cannot get off information when it is coming. It's like when you see something, you can't unsee it. When you hear something, you can't unhear it. So how do we get it? The first thing we need to know is that you are the determinant of where you go to and what information you expose yourself to. So be deliberate. Don't go to places where you can be exposed to negative information, information that can be detrimental to your mind. Be conscious of who your friends are, the environment you expose yourself to, because information will reach you through your environment. So the environment you put yourself in will determine the kind of information you have access to. If you are always around negativity, the people around you are very negative, it's a very negative environment and all of that, a lot of negativity will come into your mind and affect the way you think. But if you are deliberate and conscious of putting yourself in an environment of positivity, being around people that can inspire you, that can encourage you to be better, then the information that will be hitting you will be awesome. It will be quality information, information that is healthy for your mind and that will help your mind grow. That way, you will see an improvement in the way you think. But if you are always around naysayers, around people who do not value the kind of information, the kind of life you value, then your quality of life will be subject to your environment. So let us be conscious of the kind of information we expose our mind to. Once you have exposed your mind to a kind of information, you cannot unhear what you have heard, like I've said, and you cannot unsee what you have said. So we need to be very careful of that. Another point is that you need to practice goal setting. The mind has a lot to do, and that's why it's not easy for the mind to focus. But we need to be deliberate about training our minds to focus. And that's what goal setting does for the mind. It helps the mind to say, okay, this is where I need you to go. This is the direction. It gives the mind a direction in which to walk. So goal setting is a very important thing to us. If there are no goals, you will just keep wandering. A wise man once said, if you aim at nothing, you will eat it every time. But once you have a target, then your mind knows where it is walking towards. It can direct its efforts, its energy in that direction. So goal setting is a very powerful tool for you in order to train your mind and to assess the power of your mind. You must also have a very high drive for learning. You need to push yourself to become better by learning more and more every day. Knowledge is power. So the more you know, the more you learn, unlearn and relearn, the better your mind becomes. Okay? Be open to change and do not be afraid to make mistakes. We have looked at the issue of fear and how it can keep us down. We need to be open to change. A lot of us are too conservative. A lot of us are too afraid of change because it holds a lot of uncertainty, and so we do not even want to hear change. So please, you need to have an open mind towards change for you to build your mind, and don't be afraid to make mistakes. You will make mistakes along the way. It's a learning curve. You learn and then you become better. One thing mistake will always do for you is tell you one way in which the thing you are trying to do will not work. So please, let's not be afraid to make mistakes. Let us be open to change. It is also important that you celebrate your wins. Celebrate even your little wins. The mind can get tired. One of the ways to rejuvenate the mind is to celebrate the little successes that you have been able to make. It revitalizes the mind, it refreshes the mind, and it rejuvenates the mind. The mind can get weary. So in order to prevent fatigue for your mind, you need to celebrate the wins. You might not be where you want to be, but once you are not where you used to be, celebrate it. Tell yourself, I've done well. So celebrating your little wins empowers your mind in ways that you may not understand. It helps the mind to feel like, yes, I can do it. I can go and achieve this huge feat if I was able to achieve the small feat. Okay. Now, do not allow what others think hold you down. Many times, we are too careful because we are conscious of what other people think of us. We need to grow above that. Do not be afraid of what people will think about you. Understand that your life needs to be lived first and foremost for yourself and not for others. Like we have established in the past, you have a purpose. Your race is against your purpose. Achieving your purpose and not impressing people or being what people think you should be. Your race is against achieving your purpose, fulfilling your purpose, and doing all that you were sent to this side of eternity to do. So it's more like we need to a large extent, shut out the noises, the distractions in our environment that comes in terms of, oh, but this is what they are saying about you. This is what people think about you. See the way that man looked at you. All of that is distraction. So you need to shut out these distractions so that your mind can focus on the right thing. Today, we've been able to look at the parts of the mind, and we have looked at the ways in which we can harness the power of the mind. The mind is amazing, and it's the most important tool we have in order to fulfill our purposes. So harnessing the power of the mind is something we all must do. I have been able to look at the ways, and I want to encourage us to all practice these things that I have mentioned, and we will talk more on the very many other areas We need to improve ourselves in order for our mind to function to capacity. Thanks once again for listening to Pathfinding with Beacon. For your counseling, coaching, and questions, you can reach us through our Gmail address, pathfindingbeacon@gmail.com, or you can WhatsApp this number or put a call through to +234 81 22 70 6316. I come again with the number +234 81 22 70 6316. Thank you very much. Until next time, keep shining. Bye.